I wish we could have a video camera at 100 places. And I know that Samaritan's Purse does have video cameras rolling when entire villages of children get these. But I wish we could have a video rolling of some of these boxes when they get handed to little boys and girls that, I tell you what, friends, they're in some tough spaces, tough places. I think I told you this before, but Samaritan's Purse shows in one of their video clips how many children live under the streets of Rio de Janeiro. They're called sewer children because they're being killed up in the streets because they're homeless and they're castaways and everything else. So thousands of children have taken to living under the streets in the sewers. And one of their videos shows a Samaritan's Purse person handing this down through a manhole cover to a child in the sewers. And so, you know what? I'm just real glad to be part of this. And I'm real glad that you're part of it. And we can help some little boys and little girls have a good Christmas and hear the story about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That's good news. That's good news. Well, as we have done for the last 3 years, I've got scripture and I've got comments and I got all kinds of stuff to take us all kinds of time. But as we have done for the last 3 years, I want to give you a chance today to tell us something that you are thankful for. It can be a word, it can be a sentence, it can be whatever we want to hear. We want to take time this morning to hear from you. Maybe it's unique. Maybe it's just something you thought of or something in your life. Maybe it's very common. But I want to take a little time this morning to hear from you. It's encouraging for us to hear from you this morning and to give thanks. And so can we do that? We know how to do that, right? This would mean yes, we know how to do that. This would mean no, we don't know how to do that. Work with me now. Amen. Amen. The rest of us get a chance to be in prison ministry like Linda and Carla and Dale and some of their others, but praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good for us to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? I saw a hand over here slip up and slip down. Don't be bashful. Where did I see it?
Loves us so much that he trusts us to go forward with the Great Commission, and that when we walk daily, we have an opportunity to tell people around us about the love of Jesus because of the love that he's given to me and to all of us. And I'm thankful for that.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm thankful for God's saving grace, even in the 11th hour.
Amen. God's grace is good. Amen?
Amen.
And his grace is available to us, as Linda has said, even in the 11th hour of life, in case we haven't partaken of his grace in the first 10 and a half hours of life, his grace is still available in the 11th hour of life. Go ahead, brother.
I'm thankful for what we have. And if we're thankful for what we have, we'll have abundantly more. Mm. And if we dwell on what we don't have, we'll never, ever have enough.
Amen. That's for sure. Amen.
I just read a little story that my mother was out of a women's group. This is years ago. And she said, the Holy Spirit isn't with this group. All we're here for is to eat, enjoy the fellowship, but there's no Holy Spirit dwelling in us. It is here.
Amen.
In this church, and I'm thankful for it.
Amen, Kurt. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Let me challenge us a little bit, and I'm going to give you another opportunity because I know there's a lot of thankful folks here for a lot of things. Am I right? Amen. A lot of thankful folks here for a lot of things. And I know it's a little hard sometimes to say thanks and I'm thankful for in front of people, but I know that you are. And so I want to give us a couple, three pieces of scripture and some questions to ponder, and then I'll give a little break again and give you a chance again. I was thinking the other day, why do we give thanks? Ever think of that? Why do we give thanks? Because the president said so? You know, the Thanksgiving Day in America was laid out by President George Washington first. And then at that time, of course, the states did their own thing. And then this lady come to President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 and said, I think we should have, as she had done for four previous presidents, she said, I think we should have a national day of Thanksgiving. And President Abraham Lincoln said, I think you're right. So President Abraham Lincoln dictated the last Thursday of November to be a day of thanks. Here's his quote, a day of thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God for the blessings that He has blessed us with. I think it's a good idea. Although as believers, I'm not sure that one day is enough, because we should be thankful every day for the blessings of life and the goodness of God. And so I was thinking about this the other day. Why do we give thanks? And first, I don't have scriptures listed in your bulletin today, but Tim will probably have some of these for us on the big screen. One of the things from 1 Thessalonians, it's a good why. It's a good when and why. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Have you got that one, Tim? Good, thank you. Paul writes, in everything give thanks. Now let me just stop there for a moment. We haven't got to the why yet. We've got the when. In everything give thanks. You say, preacher, I don't particularly like having a flat tire on my way to work and I'm late already. Well, maybe there was a reason that maybe you avoided a collision someplace else, or a deer. Or when Paul writes, in everything give thanks, he's not necessarily saying for everything, because there's hurt in life that is desperately, desperately hurtful. But we need to have a heart of thanks. And even if I'm running late already and somebody cuts me off the pass and I'm probably cussing them out or something. He reminds us to be thankful in everything. And then here's the why. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Here's the whole verse now. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. We need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. And I have come across people that says, I can't find anything to be thankful for. Friends, think that through a moment. We live in the greatest nation on earth. We have churches nearly on every street corner. We can choose our jobs. We can choose our schools. We can choose our spouse. They can't even do that in some cases around the nation, around the world. There are things to be thankful for. Even my very, very good friends, Jewel and Arlene Stenberg, are here with us this morning. They just lost their son. And I said at the funeral, I am going to be choosing to be thankful for the 43 years I knew this man, not being bitter for the years that we did not have with him. And so we need to be thankful. It's a choice. It's a choice. Am I going to be thankful today, or am I just going to be angry about life? Am I going to be bitter about stuff? Am I going to be hung up about what he did or what she did or what he didn't do or what she didn't do? Being thankful is a choice that we make, and it's the will of God for us to be thankful. I was thinking the other day, my good friend Richard Hershey is here today, and he was in the hospital the other day, and I saw Barry Johnson just a day or two. Some of you guys know Barry, and Barry was struggling with breathing, and I saw my good friend Richard in the hospital just a few days later, and he was struggling with breathing, COPD and emphysemas and all kind of lung things and fighting for breath. And you know what? You know what I've begun to do almost on a daily basis since? Thank God I can breathe. I'm glad to see you, Richard. Glad you're here with us. There's a lot of things, friends, we take for granted. Breathing. Hello, I just get up and I go to bed breathing. Well, not everybody does. And so, friends, as the word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. We need to be thankful. I assure you, if we get up in the morning and we go through the day and we lie down at night with a thankful attitude, it will go well with us because we have this thankful attitude towards God for something. Now, maybe there's some things that hurt. Maybe there's some things getting us down. But when we have a thankful attitude, it's going to be a better day. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Paul writes, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place." Have you ever thought about that? People of God, He's leading us in triumph in Jesus. Triumph, and we're diffusing His fragrance wherever we go. I'm thankful about that. Not that I'm important or special, but because God is in us, because Christ is in us. He always leads us in triumph if we let Him. There's so many verses about giving thanks. Let me ask you again for a comment or two before I challenge us. Have you thought about this lately? Anybody else before I go? Dale.
But one of the things I'm most thankful for, at the age of 16, my dad moved us and our family to the country of the Philippines in 1973 in July. Living there in the country, I witnessed a woman every day at sundown would come outside, come out of the grass, out of the bush. And every night she gathered up bugs in a gunny sack. I learned later that was the only meals that she had every day. Over there, they didn't have welfare. They didn't have soup kitchens. They didn't have anybody taking care of the poor. They took care of themselves. And I literally, at the age of 16, got to witness a woman gathering bugs under the streetlights for a month. I would watch her just about every night. I never learned to appreciate it until God delivered me of drugs and alcohol. And that vision of that woman sits with me every day.
Mm-hmm.
I am so thankful that we live in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so taken at how wasteful we are in this country also. That we really don't take care of each other. And most of the time, we forget to be very thankful of what God has given us.
Thank you, brother. As long as I don't see hands, you get to listen to me. Betty, she spared you.
I'm thankful for so many, many things. I'm thankful for a voice. I don't have a singing voice, but I've seen people who cannot talk,
mm-hmm.
people who cannot hear. I'm thankful for a voice that, whether I am sad in the middle of the night, whether I need help, whether I need to feel God's presence more, whether I'm using my voice to be thankful,
mm-hmm.
God is there and listens to my every prayer, to my sighs, even when I am concerned about other people, and that I can use my voice and pray for each of my family mm-hmm. every day.
Amen.
So thankful for so many, many things mm-hmm. every day.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. I wonder if you have thought lately, brothers and sisters, about being thankful for the trials of life. You know what? when everything is going good, our faith doesn't grow very well because we're on easy street, so to speak. But when it's not going so good, the trials of life are what refines us and hones us to be people more dependent on the Master, more trusting in Him, more longing to be like Him. So have you thanked God lately for the trials of life? Because I know some of y'all have had some. And they form us into who we become. We can become bitter. That's a choice. Or we can become better through the trials of life and trusting our Savior, trusting our God to lead us through the difficulties and whatever it is. I'm reminded of Johnny Erickson Tada. You know Johnny Erickson Tada, I think, don't you, most of you? She's in a wheelchair, has been since she was a teenager. She's about my age, so she's been in a wheelchair a long time, paralyzed from here down. And it took her a couple of years, but she got to the point where she calls this paralysis the blessed intruder. And she says now openly, I'm thankful for this. Didn't come overnight. Didn't come the next week. But she says today, because she's in that wheelchair, she's a wonderful artist. She paints with her teeth, a little tiny paintbrush. She gives wheelchairs to folks all over the globe. It's the trials of life that have formed her to be who she is today in Christ. She is very open about that. I wonder if you've thanked a little, building on what Betty said, I wonder if you've thanked God lately that you could walk. There's folks that come to church on a weekly basis that are in wheelchairs. There's folks that would like to come to church on a weekly basis that are in wheelchairs, and they can't walk. Have you thanked God that you can get up and walk on a daily basis? I wonder if we've thanked God for those simple things of life, like feeding yourself. You know what? There's folks around us. Maybe they're in a care center. Maybe they had a stroke. Maybe they had something else. They're dependent upon somebody else to feed them, to bathe them. You see, friends, there's so many things to be thankful for. I could go on and on and on. I've got all kinds of things we can be thankful for. That's why we're going to do this again next week. I just wonder sometimes, have we thanked God? When was the last time you thanked God for your spouse? And there again, we have a choice to be bitter about our spouse or to be thankful, even though it may not be going well. Even though we may have had some disputes, we may have had more than that. I wonder when the last time we were thankful for our spouse.
I'm thankful for our church. Just coming here and makes it feel like a home because anybody can come and feel comfortable and safe, and thankful for Jess. Because she helps me with a lot of girl stuff and mommy stuff that I go through. And I'm thankful for our house that we live in because I can go out and try to shoot a squirrel or do whatever I want and not have a cop come over. Just enjoying the country life, even though we live right by the road, still feels like a country, and I'm very thankful that God provided us with that, and for Pastor Jim, because he's awesome.
Thank you. I want to tell you that I'm very thankful for my wife and her patience with our grandchildren. We have 7 grandbabies. And sometimes things are a little bit wrinkled. And yet she loves and cares for our grandchildren in such a way. I'm so thankful for her. I'm so thankful for her love for me. Almost 35 years she's had to endure me. And I'm just so thankful for her. And I just want to say publicly that her and I would quote this song a long time ago when it came out. If I had to do it all over again, I'd choose you again. I'd still choose her. I'm very thankful for my wife. I don't take her for granted. And I hope you don't take your spouse for granted either. And I hope that you've taken time to say, I'm thankful for you, to your spouse. Maybe sometimes it ain't easy to say those kind of words, but I think they're important. I think they're important that we do that. I'm thankful for my Christian heritage. You know what? There's a lot of folks that don't get to grow up in the church. That's not my case. My mom and dad took us to church. I'm very thankful for my parents, my grandparents, who have prayed for us for decades. I'm very thankful for a Christian heritage. Thank you, Mom and Dad. I'm thankful to you, to God for you. I love you, and I thank God that you took us to church. We didn't have to, you see. We could have done chores all morning. We could have stayed home. We could have done other things, but they took us to church. I'm thankful for my Christian heritage. We see a lot of boys and girls that come to our Awana on Wednesday night. They don't know who Jesus is. I'm not taking anything away from them. I'm just saying that's the facts. We have little children in our Wednesday night Awana that don't know that December, they don't know Christmas is about Jesus' birthday. They've never heard that part. All they've heard about is the guy in the red suit. We got little kids in our Awana on Wednesday night that do not know God loves them. When you tell them that, they look at you with a puzzled look and said, what do you mean? God loves me. I am so thankful for my Christian heritage. I am so thankful that we get to tell these little boys and girls, 100 of them every Wednesday night, 100 of the little rascals. Every Wednesday night, we get to tell them, God loves you. Jesus loves you. We get to tell them about what's in the book. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the unique opportunity that we have right here in Motley to love our neighbor as ourselves. So many things to be thankful for, friends. Our time is almost out. And like I said, I got lots of stuff I can share yet. And we're going to do this again next Sunday. I want to read for you one more psalm, and then I'll open it up just for a moment or two. Anybody else who wants to say something today? And then we're going to sing a closing song. But Psalm 107, 1. Do you happen to have that one, Tim? Psalm 107, actually 106, 1 says the same thing if you've got your Bibles. 107:1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And friends, if you're here today and you can't find anything else to be thankful for, that's reason enough. Amen? Because he is good. And I know there's people, you've talked to him, and so have I. I know there's people say, well, he's never done nothing for me. Well, where was he when this happened? Well, where was he when that happened? I know we say that. I know you've probably lived it. I've been there and we've been there, and we know all kind of folks that have said, well, he ain't taking care of me. Friends, if we give him a chance. I was in jail visiting a friend of mine the other day, and I tried to tell this young friend who's been here. He's been here to worship before, and he's been in jail before, and he was doing good. And I tried to tell him, my friend, life is about choices. Life is about choices, and some of them are going to have consequences that we don't like. There's good news with God. He's willing to forgive us of our sin. The Bible says, if we confess our sin, doesn't matter what it was, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And I said to my young friend, I don't know why you're here either, except for what you did the other day, but maybe God is trying to get your attention. You know, we can blame God, well, here I am in jail, or here I am this, or here I am that. Or we can say, thank you, Father, because you are good. And maybe I'm in jail for a reason. Maybe it's to keep me off the stuff for a while and get straightened out with Jesus. So, friends, we have a choice. We really do. We have a choice. We can take this verse, and we'll end and start with this next week. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. We can take that for face value because He is good. Or we can go through life angry, mad, disappointed, broken, whatever else. Or we can choose to give thanks to the Lord simply because He is good. And I don't know where you're at today, but I pray you'll choose that. I pray this week you'll choose to give Him thanks just because He's good.